All right, if you don't know me, I'm Vic Constable. I work for the commercial product training team. And Nate just told you guys about the Auto Command, right? Mm-hmm. Pretty awesome. Best transmission in the industry, right? Now, what if a guy doesn't want to buy an Auto Command? What if he doesn't want to spend that money? Do we still have options for him? Sure do. Can still buy a power shift. We can still create an experience that's similar to an Auto Command, at not quite as much of the price, right? So what does an Auto Command do for you, right? Ground speed, engine management, helps you save fuel, right? Helps you keep a constant ground speed. I can also do that with a power shift. We have two systems, ground speed management and a constant engine speed, that we can use to control that engine RPM. So in ground speed management, when you get up in the tractors, these guys will show you how it works. That tractor is going to shift up and throttle back for you, right? It's like an automatic transmission. But instead of paying for the Auto Command, which is great and is the best transmission you can get, we can still create that experience for you. So what if you're not pulling something in the field? What if you have to have a constant engine speed? You're running a PTO, you're doing hydraulics, we can use constant engine speed. Constant engine speed allows you to do the same thing. It will save you fuel. You can drive down the road. You can use your PTO, you can use your implement, right? And what we're doing with these engine management systems is allowing the tractor to take over and say, I need to use this much fuel, right? Back in the day, they said gear up, throttle back, right? When you use the throttle, you're telling that tractor how much fuel to put into it to do this job. When you turn on one of these two systems, whether it be ground speed management or constant engine speed, you're telling the tractor, all right, Mr. Tractor, I want you to figure out how much fuel you need to do it. And with all these electronics, it knows by whatever it's pulling, I need this much to do this much work. When I get to a hard spot, I'm going to give it a little more. We're going to get through it. I get to a soft spot, I don't need that much fuel. Backs off. We can save you guys 2-3 gallons an hour by using one of these systems. We think about 3 gallons an hour over a 12-hour day. That fills the pickup up at the end of the day, right? The other thing we want to talk about, this Sidewinder 2 armrest, right? When you guys get in there, if you drive, I want you guys to drive. I want you to get in there. I want you to do it. But if you don't, set your elbow on that armrest and just let your hand flop down. You're going to find out that that handle, that armrest, that's a reason. Because when you set your elbow down and you let your arm go, that's the natural place that your arm wants to be in. When you set it here and you flop it down, you'll notice you're going to go right to that command grip handle, right? The more comfortable you are, the longer you can work, and the less likely you are to make a mistake. So comfort is everything. This armrest, also when you're in there, you'll notice you only have to swing back and forth real slightly. Everything's right here. It's right at your fingertips, all those controls. Very easy, right? We use this armrest with the operator. They designed it with the operator in mind, and we use it over a wide range of different models. So a T7, a T8, a T9, they're all going to have the same armrest. So if a guy has to move up, his operation's getting bigger, goes from a 7 into an 8, there's not quite as much of a jump to go from the 7 to the 8. The tractor performs better, but he operates it the same way, right? Pretty easy. Now, what if we have a guy, right? He gets to the end. He's at the end of the field. He's got a planter. He's got to do 4 or 5 things, right? He's got to pick something up. He's got to shut something off. He's got to shift gears, right? Anybody, just think about doing multiple things. How nice would it be to be able to do those multiple things with one button? We can do that. This button right here is the headland management button. We can record a sequence. So we're driving through the field, right? Get to the end. We record up whatever it is, 3, 4, 5 things. Spin around, do them again. When he gets to the next headland, he pushes that button. Now all he does is drive. Maybe he doesn't even drive. Maybe he's using auto guidance, right? Now he clicks one button. Everything happens for him. Spins around, clicks it again. Everything goes back into the ground. Again, how much easier does that make your day? Wear you out less, you don't have to watch as much. The tractor's going to do it for you. Call that headland management. Headland management system. And again, we won't get into how this works. When you get out there and you're in the cab, let these specialists that are going to be in the cab with you, let them show you how it works. Let them record a sequence. Super, super easy stuff. And the reason people shy away from some of these systems is because they say they're hard or they're complicated or I don't get it. And I'm willing to prove that wrong. Get in there, you have somebody show you, you find out, man, that is not difficult at all. It's very easy, right? Using these easy systems saves you fuel, right? So we have older guys that aren't necessarily quite as on or don't necessarily want to accept this new technology, right? And that's okay. They don't need it. You can still drive this like you used to. But maybe his son, right? He's got a smartphone, a laptop, a tablet, a whatever he's doing, right? Now I can sell him some of these cool features. Once he gets in there and he uses these features and he says, Dad, just push that button. All of a sudden, Dad goes, wow, yeah, that's pretty nice. Could you show me how to do that? Sure can. Pretty easy. The last thing I want to talk about before we get you into the tractor is our monitor, right? This is like the heart and soul of that machine when you're in there, all right? The beauty of our monitor, of the IntelliVue monitors, whether it be the 3 or the 4, is how easy it is to use, right? And there's nothing wrong with the way competitors do things. Just do it a little bit better, right? Can you use a laptop? Can you use a smartphone? Can you guys use a tablet? Same way, touchscreen, easy. Easy to change things, easy to do things. If a customer wants to move into a New Holland product and he wants to come from whatever he's coming from, we can walk him through this and he can do it very easily. The functionality of this monitor is endless. We can do tractor functions, we can do precision farming things, we can do it all through here. And again, I mean, you guys, I'm not just talking, I'm proving how easy it is to navigate through this. That's it, it's just a touchscreen. So again, with that, those are the systems, the other systems we have to use. The only way you're gonna believe me, the only way this is gonna work is if we get out there, pick one of these tractors. We got 5 of them. If you have enough time, get out, get in a different one, right? We have the Track T9, that's pretty awesome, the Smart Tracks, right? Looks cool. We have tired T9s, we have T8s. Get in a T8, get in a T9, you're gonna see same armrest, same way, runs exactly the same. Making the bumps not hard. That's it. That's all I have for you guys in 10. I want you to get out there. I want you to get in the cab, and I want you to use it. I want you to do it.
Yes, sir, Constable.
Thank you. I like that.